Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 14th, 2021. I'm Rich Drappolino. Ireland's health service executive shut down its IT systems as a precautionary measure following a significant ransomware attack at Dublin's Rotunda Hospital, resulting in what Ireland's health minister Stephen Donnelly called a severe impact on the health and social care services. Emergency services are continuing operation, and hospitals have contingency plans in place for a paper-based system. No ransom demand has been received, and it's unclear who is behind the attack. According to the state-run China Transport News, 10 ride-hailing and freight delivery platforms in China, including Didi Chuxing, were called into a meeting with the country's State Administration for Market Regulation and seven other government departments. Ride-hailing platforms were warned to address arbitrary pricing and unclear mechanisms for profit-sharing with drivers, while freight carriers were warned about abusing monopoly power with transport data and industry prices. A report in the journal Nature by researchers at Stanford University outlines an experiment that used machine learning and a brain-computer interface to translate handwriting in the brain rather than the traditional focus of decoding speech. This proof of concept allowed the subject to generate 90 characters per minute, about the same average speed as a 65-year-old on a smartphone. Tencent subsidiary game developer Timi and Xbox Game Studios announced a strategic partnership to jointly produce new games, with more details on the deal to be announced later this year. Reuters sources said earlier this year that Timi generated $10 billion in revenue off games like Honor of Kings and Call of Duty Mobile, making it the world's largest game developer. Pinterest will run its first virtual live event on May 24th through the 25th, featuring live stream sessions from top creators within its app. Users will be able to comment to interact with creators on the stream, there will be no integrated shopping component, and hosts can add up to 5 guests during a stream. Microsoft is shutting down its Azure blockchain service on September 10th, with only pre-existing deployments supported until that date. Azure Blockchain as a Service launched in 2015 on the Ethereum platform with consensus, with a certified blockchain marketplace as a short-term goal, but there's no official word on the reason for the shutdown. In Coinbase's first earnings report since going public, the company said it earned $3.05 per share on revenue of $1.8 billion, up 207% on the quarter. On its earnings call, the cryptocurrency exchange said it planned to list Dogecoin in the next 6 to 8 weeks. Samsung updated its blockchain wallet on mobile devices to let users transfer coins between phones using Bluetooth or a USB cable. The Samsung blockchain wallet was originally introduced on the Galaxy S10 series, providing encrypted local storage of cryptocurrency. Disney reported Disney Plus added 8.7 million subscribers in Q1, hitting 103.6 million subscribers worldwide as of April 3rd, although missing analyst estimates of 109.3 million. Disney CEO Bob Chapek said the platform is still on track to hit the company's target of 230 million to 260 million subscribers by the end of 2024. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong sources say Twitter could launch its new verification program as early as next week. According to a version of the verification form seen by Wong and Code, the eligible account type and qualifications pretty much aligns with their guideline previously laid out when Twitter said it planned to relaunch verification in January 2021. Twitter added search to DMs on its Android app, available on iOS since October 2019. The company will also expand search to surface results based on words used in conversation later this year. Currently, search only applies to usernames. Lenovo announced the Lenovo Go Wireless Multi-Device Mouse, a travel-size mouse that can connect to up to three devices and supports wireless Qi charging, available for $59.99 in June. This is part of a new Lenovo Go line of travel accessories and also includes the $89.99 Lenovo Go USB-C laptop power bank, which can deliver power up to 65 watts using a 20,000 mAh battery. The Japanese design company Balmuda announced it's designing a 5G handset for release in November with manufacturing handled by Kyocera. A carrier model will be sold by SoftBank, with an unlocked version from Balmuda also available. No word on price or specifications. Qualcomm joined the increasing list of vendors who will not be attending the in-person Mobile World Congress event in Barcelona this summer, opting instead for virtual presence. Samsung and Lenovo have also said they will attend virtually, with Google, Nokia, Ericsson, Sony, and Oracle pulling out of the show entirely. And finally, HMD will launch its Nokia-branded 2720 flip phone in the U.S., available on May 20th on Verizon for $80. The 4G phone, actually launched in 2019, runs KaiOS and includes a 2.8-inch internal display. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.